You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
This hour of the Trevor Carey Show is powered by Energy Concepts.
Your hard drive, when viewed completely, which I've now done, I mean, is a damning piece of evidence, not just against Joe Biden, but against a number of members of his family. And what it shows is, out of the words of his son, a 30-year conspiracy in which his son, his brother, several other relatives would act as bagmen.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
On his Western swing, the president really pushing the latest reports, censored for a while by Twitter and Facebook, about Hunter Biden's emails and what Joe Biden knew about what his son was doing in regard to international business deals.
So a giant trove of emails show Hunter Biden making deals, setting up meetings with his father, Joe, and using the office of the vice president for a for-profit cash machine.
Yeah, indeed. 2 weeks until the election, the Biden non-controversy, according to the swamp media that will not report on it. It's not about Hunter. It's not about a politician's son that had a bad drug habit. No, it's about Joe Biden. I mean, proven corruption from the man that wants to lead us. And he's a proven liar. And he's not good at it either. Joe's addiction is power and money and lying. Well, he finally comments and states that it is a smear campaign. Oh, smear campaign. Is it there, Joey? Listen to him laughing over the Hunter laptop question with a milkshake in his hand. He was coming out of a can. They lifted the lid for Joe out of his basement. And he was out some ice cream store, and a reporter went after him and listened to him just laugh it off.
And then we're touching the FBI agent 45.
Listen.
And then we're touching the FBI agent.
FBI. It's just funny, isn't it? No, it's not funny at all. Far left New York Times put out a hit piece against the New York Post that, you know, uncovered the Hunter Biden lies and the Joe Biden lies. So I guess it's okay for the New York Times to make Trump's tax returns public, but not okay to make Hunter Biden's business emails public. The New York Times is angry because the New York Post is actually reporting the truth. And I'm telling you, Hunter's not the issue. It's Joe Biden. His corruption, the national security risk our country would face by electing Joe Biden. This is the story of the hard drive. You know, the hard drive is the October surprise. Forget about the videos. Forget about the pictures of Hunter Biden smoking crack with three Romanian midgets or something. I don't know what they're going to find on there, but it's the Trump. I mean, it's the Joe Biden story. That's what. I'm sorry.
Joe Biden did leave home to tape a 60 Minutes interview. He did not answer reporter questions as they were shouted at him. He's got a pretty light schedule this week. No public events as he's preparing to face off with President Trump on Thursday for the final debate. Biden has still not formally responded to the allegations of impropriety first raised by the New York Post. He lashed out at a CBS reporter on Friday after an event in Detroit when they asked about it, calling it a smear campaign and saying that he has no comment.
He's trying to make the story about his son's drug addiction. And the president hit back. Remember during the first debate? When he tried to bring up the fact about Ukraine and China and Moscow, Joe Biden's first response, he lied, outright denial. Four words, that is not true. Five words back. Sorry, Joe, you're a liar. But as we've seen, evidence coming about this, the independent emails that were out. Peter Schweizer, the writer that uncovered a lot of this over a year and a half ago, has like 26,000 independent emails coming out. President Trump said, why was he given tens of millions of dollars during the first debate? And remember when so-called moderator Chris Wallace jumped in and saved him? I think the American people would rather hear more about substantial subjects. What, then the former vice president being corrupt for exposing the former vice president for what they attempted to impeach the current president over? I think that's rather substantial there, Illuminati Wallace. The Senate committee. Detailed Hunter's receipt of $3.5 million wire transfer from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. That's already out there. He opened a bank account, funded a $100,000 global spending spree with James Biden and Sarah Biden. And that opening of that account was done with Congwen Dong from China. These are the emails. He's a Chinese national linked to the communist government and the People's Liberation Army. These are the people meeting with the vice president of the United States. Resulted in millions of dollars in cash flow, some of which we found out through the emails. Hunter Biden paid non-resident women who were nationals of Russia or other Eastern European countries linked to a Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. Senator Ron Johnson, the chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, said the report triggered a whistleblower to contact their committee and inform the staff he had possession of a laptop left in his business by Hunter Biden. So we're finding out a little bit more about this. When those details came out from that Senate committee of Hunter Biden getting $3.5 million from the wife of a former mayor of Moscow, the whistleblower came forward, the same source behind the New York Post story. He informed he provided the contents to the FBI back on December 9, 2019. I don't care about Hunter Biden and his drug addiction and his rehab. What I care about is his famous father and the evidence that Joe Biden allowed his son to make a bunch of money by selling access to his office and to the Obama administration. And it goes all the way to the Communist Party of China and then turned around and lied about it. It's all right. We got it. We got it going on right now. A text recovery from the hard drive also suggest Joe might have got a cut of Herna's earnings. Quote, I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. That was a screenshot of a text to Hunter's daughter. It read, it's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary. Meaning Joe Biden is Pop, because that was Hunter talking to his daughter. This is too strong to ignore. It makes Joe Biden a national security risk. It sure enough does. The business partner of Hunter Biden, who flipped on the Biden family from prison and gave Peter Schweizer 26,000 emails. This is Bevan Cooney is his name, a business partner of Hunter Biden. He's currently serving a sentence in federal prison due to his conviction over financial deals he made connected to Hunter and his other partner, Devin Archer. Now, Devin Archer and Hunter and Joe Biden were all seen together golfing. This is at the same time Joe Biden said, nope, never, nothing to do with my son's business. The first article of these emails were published Friday afternoon, as we saw, and it really details how Hunter Biden and his business partners were meeting with senior White House officials in November 2011, got a meeting with Chinese communist elites, and then with Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden himself. Bevan Cooney is his name. He was a nightclub owner. He owned the Viper Room in L.A., and he got involved in these financial deals. He ended up going to jail. He feels he's the fall guy. Devin Archer now going to jail as well because of the same deals. But Hunter Biden able to walk off scot-free. And what's curious about this is that not only that they got these meetings on November 14, 2011, but actually, according to members, had a private secret meeting with Joe Biden himself. And we don't know about this because it appeared on the White House visitor logs or the White House calendar, but it doesn't appear on there. We know about it because the Chinese that were on that trip bragged about it in the old World Wide Web blogs when they got back to China that they had this private meeting with Joe Biden. The first round of emails Friday, only a handful of the 26,000 they have. It's just the beginning on this. They need to get to it, though. We only got 2 weeks. I mean, it is, these emails talk about how they're doing business deals, how they want to get their union pension money. Hunter's going to leverage a relationship his dad has with the public employees union to get that money. A lot of emails involving China, a private equity deal, $1.5 billion deal. The Moscow mayor's ex-wife. I mean, even our United States State Department has implicated her as being tied with Russia organized crime. Can you imagine if this was Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump, what would be going on right now? Well, we already know what would be going on right now. They would be losing their minds over this. It would be nonstop around the clock, nonstop coverage. But no, this is how the swamp media is going to actually handle it and ignore it. Joe Biden calls it a smear campaign, that this is a smear campaign, that what they're actually uncovering is really not happening. I would have liked the laptop to gone to somebody else other than Giuliani. I wish it was, I don't know who I wish it were, but here's Giuliani on it.
The hard drive, when viewed completely, which I've now done, I mean, it's a damning piece of evidence, not just against Joe Biden, but against a number of members of his family. And what it shows is, out of the words of his son, a 30-year conspiracy in which his son, his brother, several other relatives would act as bagmen.
Yeah, bagman. He's creating the mafia family, right?
The president referenced a controversial story in the New York Post, which published emails allegedly taken from a laptop belonging to Biden's son, Hunter. CBS News has learned the FBI is investigating whether the information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign, something Biden brought up when CBS News asked him to weigh in.
I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign. Right up your alley. Those are the questions you always ask.
Smear campaign, right up your alley. Those are the questions you always ask. That was Joe Biden talking to a CBS reporter. But the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, said absolutely not. Not part of some Russia disinformation campaign. Are children running MSNBC? They don't care at all about the truth. You're going to be probably stunned at actually what went out on national TV. Your journalism is out the window. That and more coming up next.
The Trevor Carey Show. Power Talk 96.7 AM 1400 and the iHeartRadio app. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Can you believe? Yeah, you can't believe. I need to take "can you believe" out of my vocabulary. Brandi Ort, the Registrar of Voters for Fresno County, I asked her last week when I had her on, have they cleaned up the voter rolls? Answer seemed to be no. Because I guess the state won't allow. I don't know what the reasoning is, but close to 500,000 ballots sent to California voters who have either moved or died. There's 500,000 ballots across this state, sent to the dead, sent to illegal aliens, people that had moved out of state more than a decade ago. Close to 500,000. Stephen Frank, California Political News and Views, writing that this morning. This, I really don't know how they get away with this. I don't understand how they get away with this. But then again, I would have to understand MSNBC, which would be trying to act, who can understand them. But they had a guest host on, Now, they were talking about awaiting the negotiations of the new stimulus package, and she actually said Americans are starving. Now, I'm sure there are some that are hungry. The Reverend William Barber, he's on. He's a poverty advocate. He's a regular guest on MSNBC. And he gave us some stats that, I don't know, just thinking back, I can be like, what is he, insane? He claimed that even before the pandemic, now remember, this is MSNBC, owned by NBC, and you would have to go through a job interview, you would have to show a demo reel, you would have to have been on somewhere else in TV or radio or journalist or somewhere, have some kind of credentials to get on MSNBC. I thought, but apparently you don't. Reverend Barber offered up some stats. He claimed that even before COVID started, that there were 140 million Americans in poverty. And that since COVID started, we've added another 8 million have been added. Now, you know and I know that they know that that's not true. There were not 140 million Americans in poverty. That would be 45% of the United States population. The true number is about 10%. So he's just a little bit off. And you know that he knows that. So then you have to go and think, why would he say things like this? Wouldn't that be embarrassing, you know, your fellow journalists going, you're giving erroneous facts on national TV? That's not journalistic integrity. That's thrown out the window. That's long gone. Because what they do is they go out and they know that they're just lying, but they know there's going to be some dumbed down, low information MSNBC tool sitting on the other side that will be like, wow, half of America's poor. Let me go on social media and write that. And then let me have other people forward that. Did you hear? Half of America's in poverty now. That's what will go out. But they also lied about the number of Americans in poverty by about four times the amount. But here comes the whopper. This Reverend William Barber on MSNBC claimed that even before COVID, 250,000 Americans were dying a day. That's crazy. Absolutely no way does that ever happen. 250,000 Americans die in a day. That would be about 91 million deaths a year. About one quarter of the population would be dying annually, according to these tools on MSNBC. It blows my mind that they're actually allowed to get away with that, that somebody wouldn't say into their earpiece, no, that's a lie. That's not true. That's not happening. The number of daily deaths in America is not 250,000 people a day. It's about 7,900. So they only inflated the numbers by 31 times. Why did they do it? Just to lie to a dumbed down America. They have no embarrassment. They'll just do it right to your face. And if you don't believe what I just said, give it a gander for yourself here.
For the people who are watching and hurting, what's at issue here? So I saw that Pelosi spoke with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. It seems one of the big issues is this national testing, that they don't want certain aspects. They want to leave the national testing to the local states. They think this should be handled at the state level. What's the problem with that? And how is this the sticking point while people are hungry and starving?
Well, the pandemic is not over for any of us until it's over for all of us. And so
I want to bring in now Bishop William Barber, who's the co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign and author of We Are Called to Be a Movement. Bishop Barber, I'm so happy to have you with me on this Sunday morning because you and I have talked about the stark reality for the American people all across this country as 8 million people have plunged into poverty. What's your thought on the current situation and how can we connect the humanity of what's happening with the political maneuvering in Congress?
Well, thank you so much. And here's the real deal. Let's make it even plainer. You cannot get out of this without dealing with the issue of poverty and low wealth. And I'm saying that to all of the politicians. We've got to say the way poverty ought to be the upfront issue. We already had 140 million people in poverty 250,000 dying a day before COVID. Now we're saying 8 million more people have fallen into poverty since May.
That's crazy, man. Lying, just flat out lying about it. But you know what? It's good versus evil. It's the Constitution versus socialism. And as I stated, there is a real spirit of defiance that is out there. Well, who agrees with me on that? None other than the San Francisco Archbishop. He drove out the evil spirits this weekend. I'm being serious, and I'll explain what he did next.
The Trevor Carey Show, Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400. Trevor Carey on Power Talk, 96.7 and AM 1400.
I know.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The state of California says, church is illegal, but let's go to church here for a moment. I'm going to read you from, as President Trump would say, 2 Timothy. Godliness in the last days. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, Nancy Pelosi, I pray for the president, but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. Sounds like today, doesn't it? Sure does. Guess this could be the birth pangs, possibly. The Archbishop of San Francisco, he understands it's good versus evil. That's why we started the Power Talk Precinct Presidency Program, because it's the Constitution versus socialism, and socialism, communism, is flat out evil. The Archbishop of San Francisco performed an exorcism ceremony outside a Catholic church where protesters had earlier toppled a statue of Father Serra, saying the ceremony was intended to drive out evil and defend the image of the famous father. He performed the ritual with 150 people before holding a special mass inside the church, and then they went on a march to a Planned Parenthood clinic. This Archbishop of San Francisco, he sees the evil, and it is evil. I know you see it. Unless you're one of the evil people listening right now and you don't see it. A large mob, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, attacked a group of pro-Trump attendees at a free speech rally held at Twitter's headquarters in San Francisco, because Twitter doesn't allow free speech anymore. Video show one of the guys sucker punching one of the event's organizers, who happened to be a black man. Go hit the black man in defense of black men. I don't get it. Conservative activist wearing Make America Great Again hat stage a free speech rally outside of Twitter. One video shot I saw. Chaos. Antifa showed up. Black Lives Matter showed up, attacked a black man who appeared to be shielding one of the white conservatives there. The guy suddenly appears from the left side of the screen and punches the black dude right in the face. And they continue to chase the two men as they move to a police barricade for protection. The man later identified himself as Team Save America, one of the free speech organizers. He tweeted a photo of him, showed his front teeth missing, had another tooth hanging by a thread. He said, "Antifa attacked me for no reason." So I guess that's just an idea that knocked his teeth out. Right, Joe Biden? Antifa's just an idea. It's not a real movement. Boy, look at that idea show up in San Francisco and sucker punch somebody. Some members of Team Save America loaded into an ambulance, attacked by the counter-protesters. AP said several hundred counter-protesters descended on the conservative protests. You never hear it the other way around, do you? No, but it's white supremacists. That's what we got to watch out for. Those real right-wing white supremacists are out there holding rallies and tearing and burning. Can somebody send me any video proof of the far, far, far right-wing racist hater of people of color kind of groups holding any big rally or attacking? Is it there? Sure, you can find it somewhere. If you're a liberal, please make me aware of this. Where is it happening? I can show you a whole list every single day in this country. A woman in San Francisco had a T-shirt on that had the flag of the United States and George Washington. She was harassed, assaulted, and robbed. They stole her property. They continued to taunt her. She tried to walk away. They yelled at her, blasted a siren in her face. One person attempted to jump past her, steal something from her. A second man attacked, wrestled away one of her things she had. A lady on a megaphone yelled, "Stop, stop, stop." They kept following her, harassing her by the mob. Seattle Police Department released footage. I saw this idiot. He walking down an alleyway with a torch on fire, looking all medieval Viking guy or something. He threw it into a patrol car while an officer was inside the patrol car. 1:30 in the afternoon. In this video, the officer approaches this guy, had a flaming piece of lumber. As he's walking down this alley, the officer stops his car, shouts for him to stop. The suspect shouts an expletive at the officer, continues walking down the alley. The officer drives after the guy, parks a few feet away from him, and he shouts, "Seattle police, stop, dude." Dude turns around, charges at the car, throws the torch inside. The officer can be seen firing his gun as the suspect runs away, and there's a lot of smoke, so you can't really see from the dash cam view. But other officers chase the suspect into a parking garage, deployed a taser, and took him into custody. He's been identified as 37-year-old Brian Leal. Suspect was not injured in the gunfire. Police said flames from the torch engulfed the entire police vehicle. He'll probably be out at the end of yesterday, right? Right? We've seen all this violence from the right. It's Republicans. I mean, lo and behold, old Joe Biden wouldn't even talk about the violence that's been impacting our cities. And do you know how many Democrats watched that debate when Joe Biden was talking about it? And they'd seen it with their own eyes. Many of them had their own neighborhoods. Many of them had their businesses burned down. Let's just go down a long little list, shall we? You ready? Let's talk about some violence. Senator Cory Booker says he wants to punch the president. Joe Biden says he wants to beat up the president. Maxine Waters says to get in Republicans' faces out in public. Jimmy Kimmel jokes about assassinating the president. Snoop Dogg makes a video of a fake assassination of the president. Kathy Griffin poses with a severed, bloody head of the president. Johnny Depp jokes about assassinating the president. His career is over, isn't he? He's all skinny, washed up, all heroin looking. I don't know if he's on heroin, but he looks like it. Madonna says she wants to blow up the White House. Go take pictures with dogs and put a book out. Black Lives Matter chants, they want dead cops and fry them like bacon. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she calls our border agents Nazis. The so-called squad, or the socialist rat pack, as I call them, they support terrorists of Palestine and Hamas. They're anti-Semitic. And even the Democrats in Congress won't stand up to that rat pack. Congress refused to call out Congresswoman Ilhan Omar for making anti-Semitic remarks. Congresswoman Rash Ida Tlaib calls the president a blankety blank. So if I understand this right, President Trump is the one inciting violence and hatred, right? Is that okay? Yeah, just making sure that we have all of that straight, that he's the one doing that. God bless John Voight.
Biden is evil. Trump must win. He's real. He will bring back the people's trust. These leftists are not for the American people. It's the biggest cover-up ever. Biden is an extension of the policies of Obama that weakened America, and we cannot let that happen again. The left are deceitful and have lied to the American people. They have stripped down her mighty powers for their own ego of power to rule the nation's economy. Let us ask God to rid this horror, and let us hold a candle on this land of the free and bring her back to the place she once stood proud. She is God's liberty. She is God's love. She is freedom, dignity. And God will cast his healing breath across this land. He will vanquish deceit. And I assure you that Jesus, Moses, will stand their ground and ask all to vote for truths. Our land of the free will break her chains, and this will be. My children of God, your only hope is to see this greatness. And you must vote for this man in office, the President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, for he is a man of integrity fighting for you and this country's welfare. He loves this country as you do. Don't allow deceit to manipulate you, for only truths will prevail. Don't die knowing you all allowed a lie. This lie has to be wiped out. Donald Trump has been great for the American people these last 4 years, and he wants to continue to fight for her glory and freedom. The left will bring you down with their lies and destroy America. Let us all pray, and may God give us strength that we may shine in the name of Jesus and Moses and saints of all religions. May we hold God's torch of truths and pray for world peace. For the U.S. to bring her nation's flag to wave with pride with President Donald Trump, 2020. God bless.
John Voight, obviously a fan of Moses. Huh?
I think we'll do better than 2016. We're way ahead of where we were in 2016. And I've done things that nobody's ever done. We built the greatest economy in the world, and we're building it rapidly again. If you look at Arizona, you look at the job they've done. And I'm just leaving other states that, I mean, every one of these Republican-run states are doing phenomenally.
Yes. I'm just sitting here on Breitbart watching President Trump's border wall reaching 371 miles right now. They're actually building it. It is actually happening. Thursday, big day, the lighted up rally in Dinuba, then the presidential debate. Who's going to be moderating it? You guessed it. A liberal.
Trevor Carey. Power Talk 96.7, AM 1400, and the iHeartRadio app. The Trevor Carey Show on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
Well, we remember the interrogation town hall, right? Savannah Guthrie on NBC. That wasn't enough. Now NBC executives have pulled out all the stops. Who's going to be the debate moderator at the next one? Kristen Welker. Oh, yeah, she's been a White House correspondent since 2011. She comes from a long line of big money Democrats. Hey, that's America. It's all right. You can do that. Will she be fair? You know she's not going to be fair. A senior White House official told the New York Post anyone who's ever dealt with Welker knows she's an activist, not a reporter. The White House press team views her the same way they would AOC or Pelosi if they walked in the office. So, how fair do you think this one's going to be? Well, let's see here. Ms. Kirsten Welker deleted her Twitter account. Oh, so I guess we can't go back and see her past statements. Yeah, her Twitter account was missing in action. Then it was restored. And what do? When you do that? You scrub your account. So we'll see President Trump and Joe Biden going to face each other this coming Thursday night in Nashville, Tennessee. We got a big event going on, baby. Light It Up Rally in Dinuba. This is going to be down at Road 80 and Avenue 380. 384. Now, this has been a big story here in the Valley, even made national news over the first hay bale they had up with the Trump Nunes signs on it. It got torched. Then we had Mr. Doleyslager on the show who got all this set up. He said, I'm going to rebuild it. They rebuilt it. More hay, a big old huge hay, like double the hay. And that got an arsonist got a hold of that and torched that to the ground. So they rebuilt it, this time out of steel. Kind of like the Three Little Pigs, right? Made it out of hay, and then the other one was it wood, then brick. I think that was the line. So now it's made out even more powerful than brick. It's made out of steel, and I'm going to do the show live Thursday from 3 to 6. The big old Trump train is going to be coming there, and it's a secure ballot collection hub from 3 to 6. Bring your ballots and drop them off. We'll take them right in. And go ahead, David Taub, GV Wire, come out and report on ballot harvesting. Please do. I would love come out and see. This is completely legal. We're ballot harvesting just like the Democrats are, a secure ballot collection hub. Drop off your ballot, and we're going to make this thing work, man. There was, I was telling you about this Kristen Welker, the NBC News reporter. She's going to be the debate moderator. She was caught on camera tipping off a member of Hillary Clinton's campaign about at least one question that she was going to ask her during an interview. So we already know where she lands. And staffers for old George W., they're going all in for Joe Biden. The group is called 43 Alumni for Biden. Has released two campaign ads because, you know, Bush W. was 43, the 43rd president. One of the ads they're doing is geared toward Hispanics. It claims President Trump is a threat to their community. The ad states, but come election day, every last one of us on this team's voting for Biden. Let's put Joe Biden in the White House. He'll be a solid 46. Yeah. Joe Biden, he was all for Bush's war in Iraq. And in Afghanistan, President Trump said he's going to bring the remaining troops in Afghanistan home to the United States by Christmas. He should have already done that. Can you imagine if that was your loved one and they lost their life in Afghanistan a week from now? For what? For what? They should have already all been home. Joe Biden wants to leave American troops in the region. You know what Bush's war did? Factor this in. We think of COVID, right, and what it's done, 200 and what are we at, 10, 15,000, a little over 200,000 in America. The result of the war, 507,000 deaths in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. 500,000 people, and that includes 7,000 American soldiers deployed to the region. That whole time period disgusts me. I was disgusted that I was a Republican. That's why I said I'm not a Republican anymore. I couldn't vote for George W. John McCain made me sick in 08. Romney made me sick in 2012. But the Democrat made me even sicker. What I wish I had done now, knowing now what I know now, I wish I had just not voted. No, I voted for Ron Paul. Excuse me. He was my vote in 08. He dropped out before 12, but I can say, well, no, he dropped out in 08 before it. It was McCain. What am I thinking? McCain and Sarah Palin. I held one nostril. In 2012, I held both nostrils, but I wish I just hadn't voted. That would have made me feel better, knowing now what I know. Remember back Tom Ridge? Homeland Security. We're talking about the color charts. I was trying to think of his name last week. With Governor Newsom's color COVID charts, Tom Ridge, Homeland Security Secretary. And that was made up then. We made that up when we started calling it the Homeland. That was after 9/11. We never called it the Homeland. He was Homeland Security Secretary. He's campaigning against Trump. He did it in 2016, and he's doing it again this year, urging voters to support Joe Biden. The Boilermakers Local 154 Union, which represents thousands of American workers in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, they're calling out Joe Biden for lying. Well, at that town hall last week, he lied. He said the Boilermakers Union overwhelmingly endorsed him, saying he actually sat down with them. No, he didn't. He did. It's just a flat-out lie. I mean, this guy is a pathological liar. He can't stop lying. And that's one of those things like, oops, was that the Boilermaker Union? I mean, you don't mess that up on national TV. Their union president said, quote, the other day I'm watching the debate, I see Joe Biden tell everybody that the Boilermakers endorsed him. He said it's not true. I'd like to know who he talked to because we do not endorse him. Former Pennsylvania congressman said he was stunned when Joe Biden lied about the union endorsement. You shouldn't be stunned anymore. Joe Biden, I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to take jobs away with his Green New Deal. They're going to get rid of 712,000 jobs in mining, natural gas extraction, another 116,000 jobs in petroleum and coal products manufacturing. He wants to put the United States back into the Paris Climate Accord. You know what that would do, Joe? That would eliminate hundreds of thousands of jobs like in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan. They don't want it now. He's going around lying again, saying that he's not going to ban fracking. That's all he ever talked about. 2 weeks until the election. Woo! Doggy, I'm ready for it. Liz Peek had a great article, FoxNews.com, made some great points. She gave five reasons why a sane person should vote for Trump. And why is Joe Biden hiding out with only 2 weeks left in this election? In all my years in America and looking at elections, never, ever seen anything like this. I'll tell you why he's hiding out next.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.